Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
We welcome you back in. Rutherford Issues continuing here on WGNS. Time to welcome in my friend Lee Colvin, financial advisor with Edward Jones.
Good afternoon, Brian. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a little under the weather.
Really?
But, doing all right otherwise.
Well, that kind of stinks.
Yeah.
We'll have to get you better.
Yeah, I tried looking out your weather window to see how things were going, but just couldn't predict the weather.
It's a little gloomy.
A little gloomy?
Mm-hmm. Right now.
It is. Maybe it'll cheer up out there.
Low-hanging clouds. This there is kind of that time of the year.
It is.
But this is a good time to be looking at, well, this is the month for love, isn't it? That's what I've heard.
Phileo? Agape?
You're using big words now.
Just love.
Well, Valentine's Day is almost here, right?
And it is.
Well, what's
coming
Valentine's,
fast.
What's Valentine's Day? For a couple old married guys, it's just a money grab for...
I did not say that. I'm sure Heather's listening, though.
Heather, she knows my feelings about Valentine's Day. But, well, you celebrate presents to your loved ones, chocolates, flowers, whatever. Traditional gifts. I guess jewelry's one in there. I hate that I mentioned that one. But anyway... what if your Valentine also happens to be your spouse? You might want to show love in a little different way. That's kind of what we're talking about here today, I guess. And Lee, how can we show love in just a little different way? Would that be life insurance? Is that where we're going with this?
You know, that very well can be a great way to show love, Brian. It certainly can. You know, there are a lot of considerations. There are a lot of ways to show love, but most definitely making sure that you're able to protect and give proper and adequate life insurance certainly can help, if not at the very least.
Well, Mr. Lee Colvin is going to talk to us about benefits of life insurance today. Let's just jump into a few points, I guess. What are some of the benefits to life insurance?
Well, some of the main benefits that most people take advantage of are, number one, paying off your mortgage. Two, maybe educating your children. Three, helping fund retirement plans or retirement. Four, help protect a business that might be in the family. Or five, maybe just pay for estate taxes.
Well, let's kind of tackle these one at a time here. When you talk about paying off your mortgage, sounds like a nice benefit, but you know, how does it really help the family?
You know, anytime you're going to have a loss of life in the family, Brian, it's always obviously emotional. It's a tough time because in this case, you know, for this scenario, you may be losing the income of a breadwinner in the household. I know personally, I have several people who suddenly passed away last week in scenarios just like this. And fortunately, because you know they had insurance, or you may have insurance on yourself. At a tough time when you might not only lose a loved one, you might also lose an income that could drastically affect the whole family and how you live financially. It is somewhat of a peace of mind to know that you as the spouse took care of, cared about your family, and made sure to take care of precautions, make sure I have insurance to pay for the mortgage.
Now, these are things my wife and I have had this discussion a lot, you know, especially early on and at the time of kids and all about, you know, if something were to happen to me, what would happen, or vice versa, because
right.
I have the job and she stays home and stays home with the kids, how would that change our life if I were to die or if she were to pass? You know, and one thing that I didn't consider until I talked about it with someone was that what are you going to do if she's not there to care for the kids? You know, you got child care costs that you're not used to paying it, you know. So
exactly.
Those kind of things come up. So I can see where mortgage would be important because, you know, how is someone going to stay in that house? Maybe a wife and a couple of kids if the breadwinner of the family is not making the payments.
Certainly. And really, in today's society where, you know, a husband and wife might make equal incomes,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just to make sure you're offsetting that yeah. income. You know, regardless of who's making more or who, you know, if we're making equal, just making sure to offset that income to protect the family there.
So paying off the I guess that's the biggest ticket item you've got is your house. In most families,
for most people,
for the most part, educating your children, boy, cost of college. You've got to think about that.
You know, college most definitely is expensive, Brian, and it seems to get more costly every year. You know, so if you were to die prematurely, I know this is something no one ever wants to talk about, we most definitely don't want to think about, but it's a fact of life. You know, it happens to everyone. And if you were to die prematurely, your life insurance proceeds could help pay for your children's education, which in some cases you may not be able to pay for yourself otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a hard situation to think about and talk about. But if you can help your child, which I don't know of a parent that doesn't want to help their child be better.
Sure.
If you can help your child to not only get through college, but also help pay for it so they don't have a large burden afterwards, it most definitely can be easing on their mind and hopefully help them do better in school without having to worry about it as much.
We're talking to Lee Colvin, financial advisor with Edward Jones, and talking about life insurance today, probably for the cost of a bouquet of flowers or a nice piece of jewelry. You could really do some damage on a life insurance policy. So that's kind of where we're going with this today. To help fund a retirement would be next up here. How can life insurance help with retirement?
Well, Brian, you know, a lot of people are going to have term insurance, which is going to consist of just a death benefit. You know, I die today, I had term insurance, my heirs, my beneficiaries, receive a death benefit, you know, and that way they're covered for a lot of expenses, hopefully. But at the same time, if you have permanent insurance policies, such as whole life, universal life, these are going to contain a tax advantage savings component that could help pay for your retirement and help keep you financially independent. And you know, this might help to avoid relying on your grown children for financial support.
Mm-hmm.
Also, understand that proceeds from your life insurance policy could help your surviving spouse retire more comfortably as well.
That was an important factor in our decision. You know, what would happen? Would there be money for you to live from month to month and keep the kids in school if it were that or later? So it's very individual, I guess. And can you not set this up, you know, in many different ways and into how that money is done?
Certainly. All life insurance is definitely individual, mm-hmm. Based on each family's financial lifestyle, their expenses, their needs, you know, predicting their future. Lots of variables going into deciding what is the right amount of insurance mm-hmm. without over-insuring or under-insuring.
Help protect your business. So you mentioned a minute ago maybe family-owned businesses, local businesses that are owned by family members. How can life insurance help with those?
Well, you know, if you're involved in a family-owned business, then you can structure the life insurance to help preserve the business or transfer it to the next generation. You know, unfortunately, a lot of times, if maybe you have a more experienced person who is the one that dies, maybe no one else in the company knows how to run it for the family. You know, and maybe this could help bring in some more expert individuals to help. Maybe it could just help, you know, give more income to help hire new individuals. Or maybe it could just allow the heirs the ability to keep running the business with the cash flow, or, you know, having security of knowing it's ours, we've been able to pay for it, and move forward. But just having that peace of mind of saying, we're a family, this is our bond, and using the insurance, we're going to keep moving forward.
You mentioned something just a second ago about estate taxes. So I guess it would be good to maybe just mention what estate taxes are and how this life insurance could benefit someone with estate taxes.
Sure. If you have an estate that is sizable, then it could generate estate taxes. And, you know, life insurance proceeds can help your heirs pay these taxes. And usually the estate and the taxes are based on your wealth versus what the law in the state of Tennessee or the federal government allows. They will allow you to have a certain amount of estate wealth without potentially having to pay taxes. But there are always different circumstances. You know, again, it's individualized. Yeah. It's different circumstances. It's different amounts. There are different tiers in some cases. And for things like that, you know, this is where we get into, Brian, you know, the life insurance is great, but there are going to be some times where we might need to refer you to a licensed CPA. We might need to refer you to an attorney who's licensed to help you understand the law, how these things can work, and make sure that you are getting your applicable taxes paid, making sure that you're protected fully for those taxes that may be coming. So, you know, some of these things are things that we can help you with through the investment channels. Some of these are things that we have to network with other individuals to help you through your life and through different life stages.
Lee Colvin of Edward Jones, financial advisor with Edward Jones, joining us today. Life insurance has benefits. That's what we just, you know, have spent some time here talking about. But Lee, I guess the question is, how much do you need? What type do you need? And questions like that.
Well, you know, you're exactly right. You might hear that your cover should be worth around 7 to 8 times your annual salary. But, Brian, there's really no one-size-fits-all formula for anyone. And in determining how much life insurance you require, things that you can should consider are going to be your age, your income, the size of your family, the amount that you might owe on your mortgage, whether your spouse has a retirement account, whether your financial goals and other factors have been, you know, satisfied, considered, and your financial advisor, you know, coming and leaning on myself or another licensed financial advisor can help you assess the variables that we're talking about here to determine the appropriate level of coverage that somebody would actually need.
Well, it sounds like to me that this we talk a lot about investments and how you need to review that frequently. And I would assume that life insurance is something that you would want to review as well, because your circumstances change. You know, if you took out a policy when the kids were in school, but now they're out of school and grown and you've got grandchildren, I mean, things are completely different. So not only going ahead and not waiting to purchase a policy, but also taking a look at it would be important, I would think, too.
You know, if you could have said one final word on insurance, that was it. And that is, don't wait too long before purchasing, upgrading, reviewing your existing policies and seeing, is it enough for me today? Mm-hmm. Or do I need to make a change today? Again, based on those factors of age and things like that, you know, my health, So, you know, definitely consider life insurance. It's not a difficult process. It takes a little time. And insurance companies really work hard to try to make policies newer, better, allow more people to benefit, at least from my experiences, and that's only truly a subjective point of view. But, you know, through the years, I've seen more and more policies get approved that, you know, 5-10 years ago may not have. But it all depends on someone's health, their mm-hmm. current conditions, and those are things that the insurance company can actually walk through with them.
There are other insurances, you know, at kind of think about disability insurance. If something happens at work and you're out of work, I mean, there are a variety of products out there, and I guess you can help sort through those things too, along with life insurance.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, you've got life insurance, you've got long-term care, you've got long-term disability. And, you know, if you weren't able to, you know, take disability, if you weren't able to work for a while, you could help your family maintain their lifestyle in an adequate disability income insurance policy. And your employer might offer some coverage as a benefit, but it might not be sufficient. You know, so you may want to explore an individual disability insurance policy. And when you think, you know, Brian, looking back at all of this, when you think of that romantic Valentine's Day present.
I'm thinking.
Think about it. You know, imagine it. You know, mm-hmm. Heather's listening to you right now.
Turn the lights down.
you know, remember that, you know, insurance probably doesn't pop up right away in your mind. Yet, you know, by making sure that you've got the coverage you need, you may actually be giving your loved one the greatest gift that they may ever receive.
That's what I always tell her. Flowers always wilt, but my love will never die. What do you think?
Oh.
Does that win me a good dinner tonight?
Heather. You poor, poor woman.
Lee, if someone wants to invite you over on Valentine's evening and say, here's your Valentine's gift, you won't dress up like Cupid, though, will you?
No. No diaper and wings and yeah. arrows, no. Yeah, none of that.
Let's not go there. But seriously, if someone does have insurance, life insurance needs, would like to talk to you about that. You know, and as you said, it you may have to bring a CPA along with some of this information, but you can help guide us and get us started and go in which directions we need to go.
Certainly. We'd love to help, Brian. And you can always give us a call at 907-7056. Again, that's 907-7056. You know, let us help protect your family. Let us help protect you. And hopefully make your life a little better.
Mr. Colvin, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you, Brian. Maybe I can come back at 5 and give you a little market news today.
Well, Mr. Rickman will be here and looking forward to that conversation.
Sounds good. We'll look forward to seeing Robert.
We'll see you here in a few. Mr. Lee Colvin joining us here on Rutherford Issues this afternoon on WGNS AM/FM. Back to wrap it all up in a second.
Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Brenda was almost halfway to the top of